This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The notification for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 96 Lok Sabha seats in 9 states and 1 union territory in this phase. All 25 seats of Andhra Pradesh, all 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this fourth phase. Nominations can be filed till the 25th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on the 13th of May. Notification for single-phase Andhra Pradesh Assembly polls and first phase of Assembly polls in Odisha will also be issued tomorrow. Star campaigners of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies for the first and second phases of Lok Sabha polls. The polling for the first phase is on the 19th of this month. In Assam, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold an election rally at Nalbari. He was given a grand welcome last evening in Guwahati upon his arrival at Burjhar Airport. TMC Supremo and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will campaign at Silchar. Senior leaders of the Congress, AAP, AIUDF, CPIM, Bodoland, People's Front will also campaign for their party candidates today. Polling will be held in 3 phases in Assam for a total of 14 seats. In Tripura, as the first phase of campaigning will come to an end today evening, hectic campaigning by leaders from various political parties has reached its peak in the Tripura West Lok Sabha seat. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is slated to address an election rally at Swami Vivekananda Ground in Agartala today. Poll campaigning in West Tripura Lok Sabha constituency and for a by-poll for the 7 Ramnagar Assembly seat will end at 5 p.m. today. Kerala is also gearing up for Lok Sabha elections in the second phase on 26th of April. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will be campaigning for NDA in various constituencies in Kannur district today. He will address the NDA election rally to be held in Talasseri and Mattanur this afternoon. Congress leaders like Mallikarjun Kharge, Priyanka Gandhi, Revanth Reddy and others will also be in Kerala for the UDF campaign in the coming days. The election campaign for the first phase of elections for 12 Lok Sabha seats in Rajasthan will end this evening. Today, on the last day of campaigning, leaders of BJP, Congress, National Democratic Party, CPIM, other parties and independent candidates will leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. BJP leader and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma will address an election rally in Kherthal of Alwar today. Ram Janmotsav is being celebrated with full fervour across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to all fellow citizens on the occasion of Ram Navami. In a message, the President said that Ram Navami, celebrated on the auspicious occasion of the birth of Lord Shri Ram, guides us on the path of truth and righteousness. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Sadguru Shri Siddharoor Swami on his Jayanti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Sadguru Shri Siddharoor Swami is remembered for his contributions to spiritual enlightenment, social harmony and empowering the marginalized. The Prime Minister further said that his life and work exemplify a deep commitment to the welfare of all beings. The British government's plan for a landmark smoking ban that aims to stop young people from ever smoking cleared its first hurdle in Parliament, despite vocal opposition from within Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party. The bill would make it illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone born after January 1, 2009. The Tobacco and Vapes Bill passed by 383 votes to 67 yesterday. If it becomes law, the UK smoking laws will be among the strictest in the world. Authorities say it will create modern Britain's first smoke-free generation. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Delhi Capitals at the Narendra Modi Cricket Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.